Greetings. This is David. I am the daddy, and Shelly is the mommy, and Allie and Lily are the daughters and the sisters, and Lady is the puppy. So if you don't know who you're calling and you don't recognize those names, then don't leave us a message. But if you do, leave us a message, because we'll call you back, because that's who we are.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for January 12th, 2015. Today's show was sponsored by Miguel F. Thanks, Miguel, for being a Patreon supporter. Today, I'm going to go through my request email directory and see if there's anything good in there, and call up some people from that. But first, I have a news story here from the Courthouse News Service. Wow, is that even a real thing? Maybe this is a fake story. No, I don't think it is. I just now noticed the domain. It's courthousenews.com. But the story says a man claims he was the victim of a prank service. A man with agoraphobia and generalized panic disorder claims in court that he was victimized by a prank dialing service that called and accused him of ordering two full-figured strippers. Defendant PrankDial.com offers a wide range of pranks to users who can arrange to have someone called and accused of just about anything from soliciting sex and subscribing to porn to defrauding the IRS and failing to pay bar tabs. So hopefully you guys know what PrankDial.com is. That is an awesome service. I have it on my cell phone. You know, I have their app on my cell phone. And I love using it to call places that I go into, you know, like 7-Elevens or Subway or, you know, just any business you go into where the phone is right there. I'll sometimes have the app call them and just, you know, torment the employees while I'm in there and I can watch. It's kind of fun. Anyway, the story says in a federal complaint filed in Minnesota, the plaintiff Troy Scheffler, and it's so tempting to call this guy and do something even crazier to him, but I'm not going to, because he's already suing one prank calling place for prank calls. I don't need him suing me too. But it says he claims he received a pre-recorded message from an unknown caller accusing him of leaving his contact information to place an order for strippers with Big Girls Adult Entertainment. Exactly an hour later, he received another pre-recorded message falsely claiming that the plaintiff had ordered 20 pizzas. Later that day, Scheffler says he approached a friend and accused him of making the prank calls. He says when he realized his friend had nothing to do with the calls, he became embarrassed and distressed. The calls from PrankDial.com resumed the next day when Scheffler received a message accusing him of calling another man's wife. And I don't know, it goes on and on and on. Who wants to hear all this? It says PrankDial was involved in another case, though, where this guy got arrested for using PrankDial's evil operator function, which has now been removed from PrankDial.com's website. Evil operator allowed customers to initiate and record conversations between two people, while the two callers are led to believe that the other person on the line made the phone call. I remember that feature. I never used it, but I didn't know they got rid of it. Anyway, the point of reading this story is that everyone should download the PrankDial.com app, or just use their website, and harass employees when you go into any business. Just have the PrankDial app call them and say wacky things to them, and then you get to stand there and watch them freak out at the other employees about the crazy call that they just got. I do this all the time because I am a sociopath. If you want to read the full article that I'm reading from, I will have a link to it in the show notes on phonelosers.org. And aside from that news story, I don't really have a whole lot of updates. I know I need to make a torrent for the 2015 PLA torrent media pack, whatever it's called, because 2015 is over and we don't have a 2015 torrent. There's only the 2014 torrent, which you can get by going to phonelosers.org/torrent. So that is one of the many things on my to-do list. I will try to do that this week. I know it's like a very simple thing. I just need to do it and put a link to it out there so all of you guys can download it. But the torrent has everything that the Phone Losers have ever done. Every single episode of all the shows, the phone show, this show, PLA Radio, which apparently is turning 10 years old in a few weeks. And why am I even announcing this? I haven't done it yet. I'm going to try and do it by the time I have the next show out. But I'll probably fail, but I will try. Oh, and then there's the thing that I forgot to mention on the beginning of the last show, which is that Rappy McRapperson Wait, no, I'm sorry. His name is Ghost Rappy. He has a Patreon, and everyone should support Rappy. It's patreon.com/ghostrappy, and he has a total of 3 patrons right now. So if you want to join those 3 people, which includes me, by the way, just go to patreon.com/ghostrappy, and if we're lucky, maybe that will motivate him to start doing rap music again. And we'll get Rappy McRapperson back. I have a prank submission from a guy named Mike. He says, he wrote me an email, he says, I showed up to work and found this in my podium. I know dings are over, but this is just too good to pass up. If you can't read it, the valet scratched the guy's wheel. The customer must have seen it, otherwise the valet wouldn't have written out the form. So don't say you're the valet who did it, say you're the management. And he says, I love you, honey baby, from Mike. Aw, thanks, Mike. And then the picture he snapped is an incident claim report, which has the name of the guy who dinged his car. And there's a note that says, I hit the curb when turning. Damage to the right passenger side hubcap. And it has the phone number of the business that this is from, and then it has the phone number of the guy. His name is Edward. So let's give Edward a call. This is kind of old. This is from November of last year, you know, a few months ago. So hopefully he remembers using valet parking and having his hubcap damaged.
This is Mark.
Oh, congratulations.
Hello.
I said congratulations on being Mark. Oh, well, it wasn't Edward. That's the second number I tried. The handwriting is really sloppy on this. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, crap. That was him. It says Edward Mark. Mark is his middle name. I guess he goes by Mark. And then it has that same last name he just said. So crap, crap, crap. That was him. I had him on the phone and I... Okay, let me try and call him back.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark. We got disconnected somehow. I'm calling from the... Well, we did your valet parking a while back in November.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if you found anything in the car that one of the employees might have left behind?
No, I did not.
Nothing like under the seat maybe?
I didn't check. I haven't checked under the seat.
Oh. Okay, all right. Well, just checking.
This is the first I've heard of that. Is there something I should be looking for?
Well, I'm the one that parked your car, and I left my weed pipe under the seat because I was smoking in your car, and the manager came, and I don't know, I just had to hide it real quick, and then I forgot, you know, because I was high. So I was just hoping maybe you'd found that because it's kind of expensive.
I really didn't smell it in my car.
Well, I had the windows open. I wouldn't do that to your car. I wouldn't smell it up.
Okay, well... I haven't seen a weed pipe. I guess I can look for it, but
okay,
I haven't seen anything like that.
It's like a $100 weed pipe. It's really expensive, so, I mean, you're not just trying to keep it for yourself, I guess, or anything, are you?
No. Mormons don't smoke weed.
I don't think that's true.
Well, this one doesn't. Thanks
okay.
for calling.
All right, well, you can't just generalize all Mormons like that. Oh, man. Well, this guy's too nice. Damn it.
Hello, you've reached the voicemail of Mark on my...
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. I just needed to let you know if I don't get that weed pipe back, I'm probably going to file a police report against you.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, it's a $100 weed pipe, so it's not a laughing matter, really.
Send him over.
I might have to do that. I mean, I hate to be like
That's
that,
fine.
But... I mean, I know you found it, and I just want it back.
I haven't found it. In fact, I've been out the garage looking for it.
Just now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, for not smoking weed, you sure were quick to run out there.
If you'll stop calling me, I'll go see if I can find it.
Okay. Well, it just seems like you sure are excited to go out there and get that weed. You're probably going to smoke it, which is fine with me. I just want the pipe back. And, you know, the weed's probably not that good because, you know, it's from back in November.
Well, I'll go look for it. I haven't seen it.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I just don't want to have to file
to the
police.
Here if you'd like.
Yeah, I might have to. Just, you know, if you conveniently don't find it.
There you go.
I can understand, you know, it's a nice pipe and you'll probably just want to keep it for yourself. But it is mine, and the right thing to do if you're a Mormon is to give it back.
Yes, you can smoke more weed.
Of course. Well, I mean, I can smoke without it, but I just prefer this pipe because it's special to me. It's got sentimental value. Plus, it's worth $100.
Okay.
And I mean, if you're being, if you're saying like all Mormons don't smoke weed, I think you should also maybe think about like all Mormons don't steal also. So maybe you shouldn't steal my weed pipe.
I'll go check for you. You're welcome to call me back in a little while.
Okay, all right. Well, just hurry the fuck up. Thanks. Because, you know, I really want this back.
What'd you say?
I said, please hurry the fuck up because I really want this back.
You know, you just don't call me again.
Okay, well, I know. Now you're saying you're not going to let me call you? Like, oh, jeez, finally. He gets upset about something. He's like the most easygoing person on the planet. Until I said the fuck word. Maybe I should call and apologize. Yeah, that's what I should do.
This is Mark.
Hey, Mark, I just wanted to apologize for saying the fuck word. I shouldn't have said the fuck word at you.
Yeah, you should have. You should have.
Yeah, I'm sorry for saying the fuck word. Did you find my weed pipe yet, though?
No.
Did you look somewhere?
I did. What car were you sitting in?
Oh, you smoked it, didn't you? I can tell by your voice. You smoked my weed.
What kind of car was it that you were sitting in?
So not only are you a Mormon that smokes weed, you're a Mormon that lies to me. Because you lied and said Mormons don't smoke weed.
Just answer my question. What car were you sitting in? I'm even sure it's my car.
It's the one. We accidentally messed up your hubcap. It's that one. I don't know. I sit in a lot of cars. It's like an Infiniti.
Up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's an Infiniti or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. See,
yeah. Well, I just checked and I can't find it.
See, I'm not full of shit like you. But no, I can hear it in your voice. I'm a professional weed smoker, and I can tell by your voice that you're really high right now.
Yeah, I am.
See, you admit
what
it.
What else do you need?
You admit that you're a weed smoker. You're a liar.
What else do you need?
And you're a thief.
What else do you need?
You're a thieving Mormon.
What else do you need? What else do you need?
I'm afraid I'm going to have to turn this in to the police. What else can I do?
Please do.
I want my weed pipe.
Please do.
I will.
You have them contact me, and you've got two challenges. One, to prove that it was ever there, and two, that I own it.
I know that. What do you mean you own? I know you own the weed pipe? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just telling you there's two things you're going to have to prove. One, that was ever in the car. And two, that I currently own the thing.
Well, I have a recording of the whole thing. I'm going to play it for the police. I've been recording this call.
That's fine.
Oh, thanks for your permission.
I'm not confessing anything. I just told you. I looked in the car. I don't see your silly weed pipe. Goodbye.
Oh, you totally confessed. And if it was so silly, why'd you smoke out of it? He's gone. He is just too easygoing. I think I need to call him back just one more time. Because I'm pretty sure if I were to just call him back one more time, and remember, in one of those previous calls, he did say that I could call him back, so it's okay to call him back multiple times. I'm not breaking the rules. He gave me permission. But I think if I call him back just one more time, I should be able to get a confession out of him.
Hello, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark. It's the guy you stole a weed pipe from. I'm just calling to get a formal confession from you for the police so I can give it to the police and they can come and arrest you. So we'll just start with your name. Your name is Edward Mark.
Yeah, I am.
And you go by Mark?
No.
Oh, you don't go by Mark. I'm sorry. You must go by Beelzebub, the pipe-stealing Mormon.
Yeah.
Did you steal my weed pipe from your car?
I did.
And it's weird because I didn't think Mormons smoked weed. Are you saying that you are a weed smoker?
Mormons smoke weed.
Oh, they do. Okay, I was not aware of that. I thought Mormons didn't smoke weed. And really, it seems like they shouldn't steal either. So didn't you steal my weed pipe?
I currently own the thing.
You own my weed pipe?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't make sense. You did find the weed pipe in your car, right?
I did.
And now you think you're the owner of the weed pipe, even though it's my weed pipe?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure I agree, but I guess we'll just leave that to the judge to decide.
Okay.
As long as we're making this recording for the police to hear, are there any other crimes that you'd like to confess to?
Yes.
Anything in particular, or should I just kind of take a guess at your crimes?
Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. 9/11, did you blow up World Trade Center number 7?
I did.
And let's see, kitten stomping. The last lady I talked to and got a confession out of, she was really into kitten stomping. Are you into kitten stomping?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, those poor kittens. So when you had your car valet parked, did you actually scratch up your hubcap yourself and just blame it on the valet guy?
I did.
I knew it. Have you ever snatched an old lady's purse and run off with her Social Security money?
Yeah.
All right, nothing wrong with that. Do you routinely make bomb threats to children's hospitals all over the country?
Yes.
Have you ever set a house on fire just to watch it burn?
Yeah.
In fifth grade, did you knock your sister Edie down the stairs and then blame it on the dog?
Yes.
Last year, did you make a very generous donation to a charity to help feed the starving children?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I didn't think so. All right, I guess that's enough of the questioning. This is probably plenty for the cops. Before we go, though, can you tell me the best thing about having a day off of work?
Yes, you can smoke more weed.
Of course. All right, Mark, well, I'm going to hang up with you now, and I'm going to send this recording straight to the police, and they'll probably be there to arrest you before the end of the day.
Okay.
Okay, well, you have a good day, and try not to steal anything before the police get there.
You know, just don't call me again.
I probably won't, because prisoners can't accept incoming calls, so don't worry about that, Mark. All right, I guess that's it for this one. Thank you very much, Mike, for sending this submission in and helping me put this line-stealing pothead behind bars. Here's another submission. It says, one of my Facebook friends, Brian, made a particularly overdramatic Facebook post regarding a complaint of his that Facebook had censored. Through the complaint that he blurred out, I was able to identify the business as an oil change place. It's for a Meineke, and he gives me the address and the phone number of this Meineke place, and he also gives me Brian's cell phone number. He says that Brian is normally a level-headed, cool guy, but seeing him so heated like this really makes me want to take advantage of the situation. This is nothing ill-spirited or vengeful. I just think it'd be hilarious. And the guy that submitted this, his name is W. Just W. And I guess is what happened is Brian left a review, you know, a negative review on Meineke's Facebook page. And somebody was able to get it taken down. There's a screenshot from Facebook that says, we removed this post below because it doesn't follow the Facebook community standards. Maybe he just cursed in it or something. I don't know. But Brian posted a blurred out part of the post, and he rants about how this is censorship and blah, 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 and it's going to have a chilling effect on free speech, he says. So let's give him a call. I don't know if I should be Facebook or if I should be Meineke.
Hello?
Hello, Brian?
Yes, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian. This is Dave over at the Meineke Car Care Center. And we just haven't seen you back for your oil change. It's been over 3,000 miles now. Just wondering if you're ready to schedule that oil change.
Oh, no. I went to somewhere different place.
Oh, why'd you do that?
Well, I had a big incident. Maybe you can check my file. There was... they broke the, there was like a butterfly clip on, do you want me to explain the whole thing?
Oh, sure, if you want to. If you want to get it off your chest.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I'll pretend to be interested.
Okay, no, that's okay.
So the problem is that you're just being really whiny and overdramatic?
Are you from the local shop or are you from corporate?
Oh, no, I'm here local. I'm on Boulevard.
And what's your name?
My name is Dave.
Oh, okay. And what's your last name?
I was just calling to find out, because we're worried about your car, because, you know, it'd been over 3,000 miles. We didn't want anything to happen to it. That's all it was. I'm just calling to see if you want to schedule an oil change.
Yeah, sorry, what was your last name?
I never said what my last name was, but it's Henderson.
Henderson, okay. Yep.
What, are you going to complain about me to somebody or something?
No, that's all. Thank you, Dave.
Well, why would you need my name for, then? Oh, man.
This is Brian. Please leave a message.
All right. I called a bunch of times, and Brian refuses to answer now. I even changed my phone number to get him to pick up, and he still won't pick up. So I guess this one was a fail, but I'm going to leave it in here so that the guy that submitted this, Mr. W., if he happens to leave a post regarding this phone call that I just made to him, then maybe you can let me know what the post said, if he says anything hilarious. Because unfortunately, Mr. W. did a very good job at censoring out this guy's name and everything, so I can't go look up his Facebook myself and see if he says anything about it.
Hey, Roy. This is your Uncle Scott.
No, you're not.
I'm a spirit now. A little ghost.
Okay, that's enough of you, fake Uncle Scott. You don't sound fat enough to be Uncle Scott.
Hey, dear Brad. Hope you had a great vacation. Welcome back. And good show today. Thank you.
Thanks, Corbin guy. This is a new voicemail, by the way, so he's not referring to a show from 3 weeks ago or anything.
Lifted my spirits. Really enjoyed it. So keep up the good work and, you know, kick yourself in the ass a little bit. All right. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Corbin guy. That was a nice short message, which means I don't have to play this one that's 2 minutes long. I'll just go ahead and delete this one and never listen to it.
Oh, Roy, this is the ghost of Mrs. Cotton.
Oh, shit.
You killed me.
Lots of dead people calling in today. That was the best sound effect ever. I think I need to go back and re-listen to that at least.
You killed me. You silly people. Erica, stop killing owls. Cactus, cactus.
Okay, thanks, Mrs. Cotton, for calling into the voicemail line. Sorry for killing you. I can't believe you forgot to call me crazy people.
Hey, Brad. Derek here. Just wanted to say thanks for the laughs. They keep me going, man. Keep it up.
Yay. You're welcome.
Brad, it's Rumble. I had a show idea, or a call idea.
Rumble.
The plane crashed, or your drone crashed, and you think it landed in their yard, and, you know, it had a camera on it, and you were surveying just some land, you know, and you think it landed in their yard. I don't know. It's an idea I came across because I found a poster today with a RC plane and a number.
Ah.
But I couldn't
come
up with anything smart enough on my own, so I think you can do it.
Suck, Rumble.
Bye.
Don't you ever listen to Mistress Morgan? She does that a lot, doesn't she? Or I don't know if it's actually her thing, but I know I've heard her do it before, where she calls up drone owners who have lost their drones, and they posted an ad on Craigslist saying, hey, have you seen my drone? And she calls them up, and instead of offering to give the drone back, she tries to buy the remote control from them. And they get pissed because their hopes are all up that they're going to get their drone back. Basically, what I'm saying is your idea is so unoriginal. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. I don't mean it like that. I do need to get with the times and make pranks about drones, because drones are just the happening thing with the kids these days, with their disco and their Pac-Mans.
And Jasper Flax.
Hey, Jasper Flax.
You know, that list that I sent on the construction calls, man, that was great. Sorry they were all old and retired and dead and
it's stuff. Okay. I've already forgotten what happened on those.
Listen.
I'm sure they were awesome.
You gotta follow up with her, man. I gotta clear my conscience and know she did not die in a tragic car wreck, and I would love to hear what actually happened that day. Alright, man, peace out.
What? I didn't die in a tragic car wreck? I'm confused. Are you talking about a prank call or about me? I didn't die, I promise. I'm still alive, unlike Uncle Scott and Mrs. Cotton.
Hey, Brad, I just wanted to congratulate you and give you some breaking phone or prank phone call news here.
Yay, me.
Basically, you have outlasted one of the bigger prank call shows on YouTube. Friday Night Cranks actually ended their show in 2015 for some reason. They had announced it on their website. They stopped doing live shows, and I think their YouTube is still up, but they had like 300,000 subscribers on YouTube, and they're dead, I guess.
What the hell?
Really,
why they should hand those subscribers over to me or something, at least.
Wanted to end it, but you outlasted them, so congratulations, you killed the juggernaut.
Yay!
I think really it went down with, well, the guy who was doing it after his cousin, Jared and Kristen did it. I think when Kristen left is when everything kind of started going downhill.
I agree. I mean, no offense to Jared or anything, but when Kristen left, I don't know why. She just, you know, they're a good dynamic together or something. That's when I did most of my listening, is when Kristen was still there.
But, yep, they're gone. If anybody out there cared, or if you even knew who they are, expect some people to know some of their stuff, but, eh. Oh well, cactus, cactus.
Yeah, I knew that he disappeared. I was kind of surprised, because it seemed like he was really still into it, and he had a new room for his pranks, I think, didn't he? And he got the new confetti cannons, and then he just kind of disappeared. And I wasn't listening when all that happened, so I didn't get to hear what the reason was behind it or anything. If there was a reason. Probably he just outgrew prank calls, unlike me.
Hey, Brad. It's Brad.
Hey, Brad.
I've been listening to your show for about a year, and I was just wondering why it's called the Snowplow Show. Baba Booey! Baba Booey! Howard Stern's penis! Baba Booey!
Crap. They got me again. They get me every time. Damn Howard Stern fans. Now I'm not even going to answer your question.
This is Randall Thor of Cactus Security Concepts in Roy, New Mexico. You're listening to The Snowplow Show here on Prank Call Nation from the Phone Losers of America. Follow us on the Twitter machines, twitter.com/phonelosers. Just remember, obey the cactus.
I have a submission here from someone named Brendan. He says, I found these two phone numbers at Walmart in the photos department. I wrote them all out with their information in my notes app. And then instead of emailing me the note, he just snapped a screenshot of it and emailed that to me, because that makes perfect sense. God, Brendan. Anyway, he gives me the information for the Walmart that he got these from, and then he gives me the information of two people that had photo development done. Like, the first guy got a 20 by 30 enlargement, and the person below him got 9 4x6s. And he has their order IDs and everything, and he has the date, which is October 13th, 2015. Because I'm really, really, really behind on prank requests. So here it goes. Let's call one of these people.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Ludlow?
No, this is Lisa. This is Michelle's mom.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. This is Dave from the Walmart. You guys had some photos done here back in October. And I just wanted to let you know, I thought you might be interested in this, but I entered a couple of your, well, I entered all of your photos into a photo contest. And one of the photos won. I won $100 in a photo contest. I thought you might think that's really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was,
that is. Which Walmart are you at?
The one in...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You guys, you had 9 photos done, and I submitted them to a photo contest. And one of them won. It, like, got them,
well, good.
Got the most votes, and they're going to send me $100.
Oh, well, which picture was it?
I don't even know. I think there was a kid in it or something. I didn't even think they were that good, personally, to be honest.
that's nice and that's funny. Huh.
Yep. So I get $100. It's like a bonus for working that day.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
So does she get anything from that, from her photo?
Oh, who, Michelle?
Yes.
No. It's just me. I get $100, and I'll.
Oh well, who's holding the contest? Or how did you?
It was some magazine thing, like Time Magazine or something. I read a lot of magazines here in the department, in the photo department, and there's some thing, and I submitted it. I printed them out, and I put them in the mail, and they won. One of the pictures won.
Well, it seems like she would get some benefit from that, with it being her photo.
Well, no, this isn't an official Walmart thing. This is just something I did. So Walmart doesn't even know.
I know, but I'm saying it was her photo. So it seems like she would get, like, reimbursement from, you know, from her photo.
Well, I didn't even put her name on it. I just entered my own name in the contest. So the check comes to my name.
Okay. Well, I thought you'd, you know... give her postage. That's why you're calling.
No, I just wanted... I thought she would think it was cool, because, you know, one of her pictures won a contest.
Oh, okay. Well, I will let her know.
Oh, well, do you have her number? Maybe I could tell her.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right, well, I appreciate you calling. I'd like to see which picture won. If maybe when you find out, you can... take a picture and send it to us and let us know.
Okay, all right. Maybe I can do that. And I don't know. I told the magazine. I told them that I was like the father of all the kids and stuff, and like I owned all the pictures and I took them myself.
Oh, see, I don't know about that. See, that's why I'm saying it was her picture. You should have got permission from her.
Yeah, but I didn't think she would know. But I don't know. I just thought I'd call anyway and just tell her, because you know, she won a contest. Maybe she should be a professional photographer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, that's what I told her, too. I said, you know, you have your phone. I said, there's pretty pictures out here. I said, you should take a picture.
Yep.
But, yeah, let her know and see what she says. And I'd like to see which picture it was.
Okay.
That's real nice.
Yeah. And I would share part of the $100 with her, but I already know I'm going to buy the special strand of weed with it. And I don't know. I mean, I can give her a little bit of the weed, maybe.
Oh, you're crazy.
Well, if she's into smoking weed, I could do that.
What is your name, your last name?
Sherbell. It's just a thought, you know, because I already know which weed I'm going to buy. It's a really expensive weed. It's really good stuff. And I have to drive all the way up.
What's your last name?
It's S-C-H-E-R-B-L.
This isn't real.
What? It's not real.
I don't believe this is a prank call, is it?
Oh, no, of course not, no. But no, it's just a thought. Okay, maybe that was a stupid thought. But anyway, I'll give her a call and maybe, you know, maybe she'll think differently.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
I'll be praying for you.
Oh, thank you. I will, okay. You too, because you need it. All right, thanks, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Uh-oh. I think she's on to me. So I'm going to quickly call this person.
Hello?
Hey, Johnny?
Yes.
Hey, is Masayla there?
Who's this?
It's Roy from the Walmart.
Roy from Walmart?
Yep. Is Masayla there? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how do you know her?
Oh, she had her pictures done here. Just don't worry about it. Is she there? Hello? It's about her pictures, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
When was it done?
Back in October, October 13th. She got nine photos, 4x6s. Do I pass the test? Can I talk to Miss Sayla?
My wife, so.
Okay. So what? I mean, did you do the pictures under her name? Because I can just talk to you about the pictures. If it's such a big deal for your wife to talk to some other guy on the phone. I can just talk to you. It's not a big deal.
Oh, yeah, it is a big deal.
Is it? Why is it a big deal? This doesn't seem like a big deal to me. I'm just calling to tell her about her photos.
Because she don't know you, that's why.
She's not supposed to know me. I'm some guy at Walmart. I'm just an employee. Holy fucking shit. Can I just talk to her about her photos?
Oh, man. Can I get the number to your manager?
No.
Well, I don't need you cussing at me.
Oh, I wasn't cussing at you.
Yeah, you were.
Anyway, so she had some photos done here.
Your name is Roy, right?
She had
Supercenter. Okay.
That's the one. Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
She had photos done. I have to tell her about her photos. It's really important. Damn it! That is an overprotective husband there.
Hello.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
Hey. So I can just tell you about the photos if you're afraid to put your wife on, if you're afraid she's going to leave you after talking to me. It's fine. I can just tell you about it.
Oh, man, you're funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. Look, okay, so she had some photos done here back in October. She had 9 4x6 photos.
Mm-hmm.
And I entered them all into a photo contest with Time Magazine. And one of her photos won.
Okay.
One of her photos won the contest. It won a $100 prize.
Okay.
And I just thought she'd think that was cool. I mean, she doesn't get the prize because it's, you know, I'm the one that entered it. But I'm going to win $100 from this.
Okay.
Isn't that exciting?
I guess.
Okay. I thought you were easily excitable because earlier you said our call was a big deal. Like, holy shit, a phone call.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you said something like that. I'm paraphrasing. But anyway, so, I'm going to win $100 from your wife's photos. And I'm not sure what photo it was because I entered 9 of them into the contest. But I just thought she might think that's cool. She basically won me $100.
Okay.
I'm going to use it. I'm going to use the $100, and I'm going to buy drugs with it.
Okay.
And I'm not sharing it. I'm not sharing the money.
Well, good for you.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, I did all the work. She never would have won if it wasn't for me.
That's a good job.
Thank you. Yeah. Has she ever done professional photography before?
Look, you know,
do you not allow her to because she might talk to men if she does that?
Man, I rebuke you, you feminine spirit.
What?
In the mighty name of Yeshaya, we rebuke you.
Ashaya? Who the fuck's Ashaya?
Cast you down. Yeah, you feminine spirit.
It's my...
You a feminine spirit.
My feminine spirit?
We cast you down in Yeshaya's mighty name.
No, my effeminate spirit's name is Jennifer. I don't know who the fuck Shia is.
You'll find out.
When will I find out? Soon?
And when he comes back.
So, do you have kind of a rocky marriage? Is that why you don't allow her to talk to other men on the phone? Is that why you get super suspicious when someone calls and asks for her?
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Since you asked me all these questions.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. I give you permission.
Okay.
It's taking a long time.
Yeah.
Did you have a question in mind before
Roy,
you
right?
asked? Or was that the question?
Your first name is Roy, right?
Yeah, Roy.
Okay.
That took you a long time to come up with that one.
What's your last name, Roy?
Whoa, that took an even longer time. My last name is Sherbell.
Sherbell?
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I promise. I promise. I'm not. Your wife's not cheating on you with me. It's not me. Okay. I'm just an employee. Well, you seem kind of worried about it. So just so you know.
Now we believe in Christ.
Christ?
And
who's
the
Christ?
God of Israel.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
So I'm not worried about it at all.
Okay. It just seemed like you were because you wouldn't put her on the phone with me.
No. He blesses us that bless us and curses them that curses.
So if you're not worried about it, why don't you put her on the phone?
Because it's not the order of things.
Oh.
The order of things is by God.
Can I have her cell phone number?
Can I just bypass you
in the future?
You speak to her husband first.
Oh, okay. I get it now. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that before. I'm sorry.
The order of things. Yeah, I'm trying to explain it to you.
It says in the Bible, when a phone call comes in, the husband answers the phone.
You know, I'm trying to be patient with you, but, you know, you're not being patient with me.
Oh, no, I'm patient. I'm really patient. I just didn't understand before. I didn't know it said in the Bible about telephones and stuff. I get it now.
Anyway, let me just make this statement real clear.
Okay, go.
Congratulations on your reward.
Thank you. $100.
On my wife's picture.
$100. Okay. $100 in drugs.
Yeah, but
spit it out.
in our belief, what we believe, brother.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't. That's, you know what that's called?
What?
That's called using another man's wife for
money.
No. That's prostitution.
Are you saying your wife's a prostitute?
Yeah.
Why would you call your wife a prostitute?
As a money making marketing. But we don't believe in that, brother.
Okay.
So we bless you. We don't bless you.
I was going to offer to share the drugs with her.
Hold on.
Okay.
We're going to pray for you, brother.
I'm going to share the drugs with the prostitute.
That you make it on the right track. Okay, that you repent from all the wickedness that you have done in your life.
Will you pray with me?
That you stop your homosexuality.
Never.
That you repent because you will burn in the lake of fire.
Just for entering a contest in Time magazine?
So hold on.
Okay, all right, sorry. Hold on.
I'm going to leave it at that. So don't call my phone.
Don't ask to talk to your prostitute again, right?
In Yeshaya's mighty name, we cast you down.
Praise Yeshaya.
So be it. That's right.
Yep.
Adios.
Adios. Thanks for the money, the free money from your prostitute. Wow. Okay. Today is a very religious show. We are learning a lot about religion today. First, we learn that Mormons don't smoke weed, or they do smoke weed, I forget now. And now this. All right, okay, let's see if the other number will pick up yet. I tried to call it earlier, and there was no answer.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Well, that's weird. Now it's disconnected. Maybe it was before. I don't know. This first one is not working, though, and it's probably a fake number since it's like 696969 on the phone number. Anyway, thank you, Brendan, for sending me these two phone numbers and getting me lectured in the name of God or something, or Shania, whatever God's name is. I don't know. Thank you for being diligent when you visited the photo department. I guess that's going to be it for today's show, but I think in keeping up with the religious theme of today's show, you know, both of those phone calls, they turn religious, and then we had the ghost of Mrs. Cotton and Uncle Scott calling in. So just to keep up with that theme, I'm going to play a couple of church pranks before we get going. So here are a couple of calls. I don't know which ones I'm going to pick. I don't even remember which ones are the best ones. But here are a couple of calls from the show that me and Liz did together a year or two ago.
Hi, is this Betty?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Betty.
Yes. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from the church. How are you?
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm calling actually because it's a little delicate, but we've been receiving some complaints from people, and they want to stay anonymous, but there's been some issues with people sitting near you in the pews, and, well, how do I say this? That your flatulence is becoming a problem. You need to stop farting. You understand? Dropping bombs.
I don't know.
People are complaining.
About what?
Your gas, ma'am. You smell?
My gosh.
What was that?
Well, I don't know of any gas. I don't know of any gas that I'm leaving, or who is this calling me?
I work with Tammy in the office. She was too embarrassed to call, so I'm working with her.
And what's your name?
Samantha.
Well, I don't know what that's all about because I don't. I don't know of any. You mean passing gas?
Look. Maybe you could maybe just stand in the back. You know, or look, it's becoming an issue, and your smell, it's just driving people away.
Well, I don't know.
Are you perhaps drinking too much milk before church?
No. Hey,
maybe it's Satan. You know what? This is probably a demon. We might have to do some kind of exorcism over the phone.
Well, I don't have any idea what... I don't have any idea what this is all about. So well, I don't.
Well, maybe we can pray about it.
Well, I guess, because I don't know...
Let's pray, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Please help me with this gas problem.
I am the fart demon. Stop it.
I don't have a gas problem.
Stop praying.
Did you hear that? I think it's working.
What?
I think it's working. Did you hear that? Let's keep going. Gas demon, repeat after me. Gas demon.
I don't have a gas problem.
That's not what I'm hearing. That's not what people are saying, okay? So repeat after me. Please, gas demon, be gone.
Well, yes, please. Yes,
I will not be gone. I am the gas demon.
You need to say
it. What's that coming in?
Stop praying.
I don't know what that is. You can hear that too? I think it's working.
Yeah.
Okay, you need to know this is important. Here we go. Dear Jesus. Go ahead. Repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Release this demon from my ass.
No. Stop it. Stop it. Ow.
It's working. Do you smell anything?
No.
Are you sure? Give a good whiff.
I'm sure.
I will not be gone.
Nothing smell thing. Sulfurish? Nothing?
What?
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on here.
Me neither, ma'am. Apparently this gas demon it's working. Just keep saying, dear Jesus, gas demon, be gone. Just keep saying that.
Well, I don't know what in the world. I don't know what in the world.
I am the gas demon. I will make you fart so much this Sunday.
Well, I don't know what that is coming in.
That is odd, isn't it?
What?
I have power over Jesus.
I don't know what this call's all about. I mean, I don't know what's going on.
I know.
Sunday.
Well, I'm going to hang up now because I don't know what this is all about.
The power of farts compels you.
Do you promise that you'll keep the demon at home? Not bring it into the church anymore?
I didn't know I was bringing anything into the church.
You were. Smelling the place up.
Oh, I don't know what this is. I don't know what this is all about, but it is crazy. So.
You'll be the one that's crazy with farts.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to hang up now.
Fart.
Goodbye.
Fart.
Hello.
Hi, Kim.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Roy. I'm the newest member of the church, and
okay.
I'm just required by my parole officer to let everyone know that I'm a sex offender. So I'm just going down the list in the church directory that the pastor gave me, Pastor Bruce, and letting everyone know I'm a convicted sex offender. But it's not as bad as it sounds.
Okay.
It doesn't involve kids or anything.
Okay.
It involves a lamp post.
A lamp post.
But I don't want to get into it. Like, we're not here to talk about
that.
That's
fine. Absolutely.
Just want to introduce myself.
Well, I appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and we'll be praying for you. I'm sorry, your name again is?
My name is Roy Gerbel. Okay. I sit right behind you usually.
Okay. All right.
Cute
kids
of yours.
Okay, well, thanks for letting us know.
Okay. Thanks for not being a judgmental bitch.
Well, that's not what Christians are.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Give your kids hugs from me.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And on that note of sex offenders and lampposts and stuff like that, it's time to end the show. So thank you, Miguel F., for sponsoring the show today. If you'd like to support the show, you can go to phonelosers.com/cactus, or you can go to patreon.com/phonelosers and support us on that. And don't forget to add Phone Losers on twitter.com/phonelosers, facebook.com/phonelosers, and all those other things that are listed in the show notes on phonelosers.org. Today's ending song is a David Bowie parody in celebration of his death. I mean, his life, in memory of his death. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, that's it. I wrote this song in the 90s in the old PLA zine. And a few years ago, Rob T. Firefly decided to record the song, and he did an amazing job at it. So this song is called Bell Odyssey. It's a parody of Space Odyssey, of course, and it's by Rob T. Firefly.
Bell control to lineman Bob. Bell control to lineman Bob. Check your tool belt now and put your bell hat on. Bell control to lineman Bob. Found my truck keys, engine on. Get your work orders and please don't take too long. Control to lineman Bob, you've really screwed up good. The technician wants to know the cable and pair. Now it's time to leave your bell truck if you dare. This is lineman Bob to bell control. I'm climbing up a pole, and there's spray paint on this box that says PLA, and these wires look oddly different today. For here am I standing on a foam pole far above the ground. I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
We're sorry, the number you are trying to reach is not correct or troubled.
We're sorry, due to telephone company facility problems, your call cannot be completed at this time.
Please try your call again later.
You try your call again later.
Though I've fixed 100,000 lines, I'm getting really bored. And I think my conscience knows which way to go. Who's this guy that's on my phone saying yo, 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 yo? Bell control to lineman Bob, our switch is dead. There's something wrong. Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear me, lineman Bob? Can you hear? Am I standing on my phone pole far above the ground? I just dropped my shoe, but there's not much I can do.
No. Mormons don't smoke weed.